She answered yes, and I was in the seventh heaven of delight. I was infatuated with her, in spite of the mystery I thought then. In consequence of it, I see now. No, it was the woman herself I loved. The mystery troubled me, maddened me. Why did chance put me in its track?
"You discovered it, then?" I cried.
"I fear so," he answered. "You can judge for yourself. When Monday came round, I went to lunch with my uncle, and about 4 o'clock found myself in the Marylebone Road. My uncle, you know, lives in Regent's Park. I wanted to get to Piccadilly, and took a short cut through a lot of shabby little streets. Suddenly, I saw in front of me Lady Alroy, deeply veiled and walking very fast. On coming to the last house in the street, she went up the steps, took out a latchkey, and let herself in. 'Here is the mystery,' I said to myself, and I hurried on and examined the house. It seemed a sort of place for letting lodgings. On the doorstep lay her handkerchief, which she had dropped. I picked it up and put it in my pocket. Then I began to consider what I should do. I came to the conclusion that I had no right to spy on her, and I drove down to the club.